You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Robert Snodgrass to score, and Hull to win was 4-1, enhanced to 6-1. And Wilfred Bonny to score and Stoke City to win was 17-5. It's now 5-1. Tom, you mentioned all those Middlesbrough statistics earlier on. The one that stands out as far as Hull are concerned is that they faced at least 30 more shots than any other Premier League side this season. 184 shots they faced in total. And they've lost their last four Premier League games, conceding 17 times in the process. I'd want a bigger price to be backing Hull here.
I think Hull, the body language of the players probably said it all. You know, it's nonsense, isn't it? All that talk amongst the players and, you know, we're fighting for Mike Phelan and he's done this and he's done that. As soon as he gets the job, you know, they just down tools at Bournemouth. I mean, they were absolutely disgraceful, actually, last week. When you watch some of those goals back, and I know they were highlighting them on Match of the Day, but players were just strolling around. And I know if you're 3-0 down or 4-0 down and you think, oh, the game's over, it might be difficult, but, you know, you're in a fight, lads. You know, you're going to be in a fight all season, like a lot of teams, and you need to show a lot more. And I don't necessarily think that character's there. You know, the takeover is edging closer at Hull. And maybe that's on people's minds. I don't know. But Hull are a team I could be backing at the moment. You know, they're conceding a huge amount of goals. And, you know, the seasons are probably going in different directions, aren't they? Hull started all right and are dropping quickly. Stoke are just slowly climbing on that road to improvement. You know, a couple of decent points for them at Manchester United. And, you know, they got a point at West Bromwich, kind of just got the ball rolling. And then that victory over Sunderland, which, again, these are just wins that they want to get through. And I think Mark Hughes would probably look at the next few fixtures and say Swansea at home after this, West Ham away, Bournemouth at home, Watford away, and he'll think, yeah, I fancy my chances of really picking up some points here. But they've got to win this game. I think they do. You know, you've got to look as well at Stoke's four defeats this season. You've got to put them into context. They've come against teams in sort of the top half, the top nine, Man City, Spurs, Everton, you know, decent sides. And look, I think Stoke win this, but I don't necessarily think we'll see goals. Again, I'm looking at kind of an edgy game where teams need results. And the last four Premier League games between these two has produced just four goals. So I think it's definitely an unders game. But I think Stoke, I'll go for a Stoke win and under 2.5 goals at 7-2.
Yeah, it's a nice price, that. 7-2 Stoke to win and the unders in the game. Derek?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at as well. You know, the correct score group, Ben, I look at it for every match, you know, on the Hill's website, and I always think there's some tidy prices there, and then come Saturday, I forget about it, and you just go for the 90-minute result. But Stoke to win 1-0, 2-0, or 2-1 is 5-2. Mm. Yeah, so, you know, it brings in the 2-1 result, unlike Tom's recommendation. And yet, I like that. Stoke will win this one. 6-4 in its own right, to be honest, is a decent bet. They're going up. They're going in one direction. And we know which direction Hull are going. They're a much better side. You look at the squad and player for player. I know that doesn't mean a hill of beans generally, but there's goals in that Stoke side, and you can't say that on the Hull side. I think 6-4 is way too big, by the way. But I'll go for it. I'll be a little bit more intrepid and go for that correct score group betting 5-2, Stoke to win 1-0, 2-0, or 2-1.
Just to segue very slightly here, chaps. Hull, Middlesbrough, and Sunderland to go down.
Well, pre-season I backed Hull to be bottom at Christmas, and I backed all three promoted teams to go down. So damn Sunderland and David Moyes for being as bad as many predicted, because I think they might scupper that. But yeah, I think they're in deep trouble.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.